Look how fancy we are, Eric.
That was
got
cool.
A new got a new transition. For those that aren't spaces, you couldn't see it, but fancy, fancy, fancy. Look at us. I knew we were going to be able to, you know, make some adjustments and kind of make this thing somewhat professional. Obviously, if we were too professional, then it wouldn't be the Take It Easy Sports Show.
That's exactly right.
So, welcome back, everyone. My name is Zach Alvara. To my left, however you... I don't even know. To my right?
On the screen, it would be to the right.
Yes, okay.
From your angle, pointing, left, on the screen,
yes,
it's right.
Yes. Anyway, to my right, left, whatever, is Eric Newman, co-host of the Take It Easy Sports Show with myself. And we obviously are on a new platform. We are on Hypermark. Obviously, maybe a lot of people don't really know what Hypermark is. Very, very great company who brought us in, and this is the new home of our show. Things are a little different. Obviously, we have a new logo. We have new intros. We have actually, if we are going to be bringing guests on, you know, probably in the next few weeks or so, we actually have a new transition that I'll just tease for a second here. So it's basically the same thing, but it gives us a chance to, like, get people off without, like, making it weird looking,
yeah,
I guess,
for sure,
in some way. Anyway, somewhat more professional. I mean, let's be honest, Eric and I are probably going to ruin the professionalism of this whole thing. So it is what it is, though. That's kind of our specialty. Eric, how have you been, man? How's your week been?
Good, good. I'm busy. I'm actually coming to you, yep, for those who can see on the video. I'm not in my normal spot. I am in Chandler today.
Nice.
I'm coming to you from grandparent-in-law's kitchen. You can actually see, you can't really see, but there's actually a they still have a house phone in the back, which not many people still have that anymore.
That's cool.
So that's you know, definitely unique. I don't know if it actually works, but the light is still on. I'm not sure what the number is, so I don't know if I could call it and figure it out. But I have one thing before we really get started on everything that I have to bring up. Because it'll probably come at the end. It's an important person's birthday in the lore of our show today.
Ooh.
This is a big one, only because of the number.
Okay.
You don't know who I'm talking about, do you?
I have some guesses. See, part of me is giving you the benefit of the doubt, thinking you're talking about a real person.
It is absolutely a real person.
Okay, see, I was thinking you were maybe talking about, like, your cat or your dog.
No, it is a real human being.
Is it your
somebody
dad?
That we know of.
Is it your dad?
It is not my dad. This person, do you want to keep guessing or do you want me to just get to it?
Is it someone that you're family members with?
No. I'm very glad about that, too.
I don't know.
Okay. Today, April or August 21st, 2024, is the 105th birthday for none other than Sister Jean.
Yes.
One of the worst human beings on the planet.
Sister Jean. I got to go find that now. Hang on.
It is. She just turned 105. One of the lamest people. Only not because of anything she did, but because of how much everybody else hyped her up. She was alive. I'm going to tell you, Thomas Edison was alive when she was alive. She's outlived both of the world wars. She's out, you know, obviously civil rights activists, everything like that. This woman was born before most people had a television in their house, before most people had ever gone and seen a movie, before the advent of albums. Basically everything. She got through Prohibition. She got through everything. And just a deplorable media sense, because everybody, whenever Loyola does anything, they hype her up. And, you know, we just have decided that she's this interesting person because she's old, even though she's not.
Sister Jean, man.
I don't know how I got backed into this corner either, because she's actually seems like a nice person.
Happy birthday, Sister Jean.
So I don't actually have anything against her. I have something against all the attention people give her, because nobody remembers anybody on the actual Loyola teams, but they remember how they feel looking at stupid Sister Jean and her scarf indoors. Was it last year or 2 years ago she threw out the first pitch at the Chicago Cubs game? Worst first pitch I've ever seen in my life. Worse than 50 cents. My cousin just had a baby, and I can imagine that this like 1 year old would throw a better pitch than Sister Jean. Probably more arm strength. So there's that.
She's also got it in this photo.
She's got some sort of championship ring, and they've never won anything. So I don't know how that happened.
She's also throwing up the, like, she's got grills, you know?
Yeah, she absolutely is.
Look at my Sean Paul out there.
He probably doesn't have real teeth at 105, because I can't imagine there was Crest in 1904 or whenever.
I just said Sean Paul. I meant Paul Wall. Sorry, I had to cut you off. I think they both probably had grills. Who cares? Go ahead. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Paul Wall absolutely had grills.
Yes, Paul Wall.
For that song. But she's got some sort of championship ring, which makes no sense because they've never won anything. But happy birthday to her. I hope I don't live to 105. That'll be a problem for me because I'm already a cranky person. And if I live that long, I'll just be more cranky.
You know what's really funny is I remember there was one time when it was fairly early in my days with the Tribune, and we had a coworker named Jim. And you said something like, I don't want to live past 60 or something like that. And he was so offended by it.
Yeah. And I was just joking because I like to say things to rile people up. Yeah. And, you know, I was just, you know, just talking crap. And I said something. He said, how can you even say that? I think he was over 60. So the idea that he would if he were me, just pop over.
Oh, man. Sister Jean. Happy birthday, Sister Jean. You're an icon. Congrats. I hope you lived like 110 or
more. I hope
more,
she's not so that too way, cold today.
I mean,
it's I August, wish her all the best so. In her life, but I hope Loyola never wins another basketball game again because I never want to see her on my TV.
Messed up, man. So that's messed up. You know what happened? Well, what's going to happen though when she does pass away?
It's never going to happen, so we don't need to worry about it.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. We'll move on from. Usually, I would. You know, usually, Eric, I would sit here and keep enticing you to keep going and going and going about Sister Jean. But believe it or not, Eric, we have an ad read to get to.
We do.
Look at us. We have ad reads. So we have a few that we're going to get to throughout the rest of the show. Obviously, this is all part of obviously us making the move over to Hypermark. Is the fact that we have some sponsors. So this one we're sponsoring, a sponsor. It's actually a really cool event, and I'll tell you exactly why in just a moment. But the 2024 Walk to End Alzheimer's in the West Valley is coming up here pretty soon. It's going to be Saturday, October 19th. 63 teams are currently registered. They're trying to get to 100. It's held in over 600 communities nationwide. It's a really powerful opportunity for participants of all ages and abilities to make a difference in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. You can register at act.alz.org/West Valley. And please, and we encourage everybody to try to be a part of that amazing event. It's been going on since 1989, and it's called the Memory Walk. So really cool thing. And one thing with that, it kind of hits a little bit closer to home for me, which is why I was actually really excited when I saw that come up. You know, my grandfather actually passed away from Alzheimer's. So one of the things that I remember the most about him was obviously the deteriorating mind. Right. And we're not trying to, I won't go too much detail. I don't want to make this like a, you know, sappy kind of show, and he wouldn't want me to do that either. But you know, as they progress, you know, they lose their memory, they forget who people are. And one of the things that he told me as he was getting pretty bad is he said, I'll always remember you. And that, I mean, I was 19, 20 at the time. And it really, I mean, just to hear, I hear it clearly to this day in my mind, my grandfather with Alzheimer's telling me, I will always remember you. And this is a point where he's already starting to forget who people are. So if you have the opportunity to go and participate in that walk or just donate to the, you know, whatever, really encourage you to do that. I actually have, I don't really show it off too much, but I actually have those words tattooed right here on my arm. So means a lot. So yeah. So first sponsor read for us. Look at us. Look at us. Absolutely. There. And it's for a great cause. Great cause.
Yeah. Again, anybody who wants to register, it's act.alz.org/West Valley. Be part of this inspiring event.
Yep. Absolutely. Eric, we have a few things that we have to get to tonight. The sister gene thing I actually forgot about, kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie. The first thing I want to say, everyone in spaces, just to put it out there right away, this will be the last show that we actually have on spaces. I know that might be a disappointment because some people can't always, you know, watch a live video or whatever it might be. But we are going to be transitioning off of spaces starting next week and only to video on the Hypermark Twitter account. So for the 62 of you that are watching from that Hypermark video account right now, please do us a favor, drop a follow. 64 people now, drop a follow. We will be live here every single week, bringing you high school sports here in Arizona, football specifically, and a lot of really cool interviews. We have Eric and I were talking to Rixer a little bit, and there's some really cool opportunities for us in terms of interviews coming up. They might be pre-recorded, but some really, really cool guests that we're going to be able to have on, going well beyond even Arizona. So just a little pre, although they have to do with Arizona, like they're people outside of Arizona, but it has to do with Arizona, if that makes sense. So
yeah. And we'll probably get some local people here too.
Oh, 100% get local people. We'll have more media on. And that's kind of why we're going to transition away from spaces, because we really haven't been able to do guests because we can't, I mean, there's probably a way to do it. We're just not rich. We can't take the audio from this and put it to spaces as well with a guest. Obviously, yeah, with just Eric and I, we can have our phones next to us, whatever. But yeah, a little bit more difficult to do it with a guest. And we want to be able to bring guests on like we used to. So that is one thing that you guys can look forward to. Scrimmages, scrimmage week, also game week. Eric, we've already gone over games, so we won't really harp too much on the small schools games. I guess I know you won't be at any because you're currently here and you're going to a wedding, I believe.
I'm going to be in Colorado this weekend.
You're going to be in Colorado?
I'm leaving tomorrow. Going to be at a wedding in Colorado over the weekend, and so nice. I'll be back for the start of the regular season, but going to miss some scrimmages.
What part of Colorado?
Vail, actually. I've never been out there. Beautiful. Yeah. So I'm excited. I've never been there. You know, it won't be so cold, but, you know, excited to see the mountains and everything like
that. Yeah. I'm actually going to be in Colorado in about 3 weeks. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be in Colorado. So I'll be right there with you. It won't be that cold probably still, but I think we're going to be in the Springs though. We're going to be in Colorado Springs.
For sure.
Which is still beautiful. I mean, Air Force Academy is right there. It's beautiful. So, no doubt. Sweet. Perfect. So, I guess I'll take this segment over. Scrimmages, a lot happening. I think Higley Sawara was tonight. Brophy Westwood, and I see Jason Jewell in here. Brophy Westwood, Bradshaw Mountain, and Coach, if you can text me, is Queen Creek going to be there tomorrow? I can't. I think you said they were, but it also sounded like maybe they weren't going to be there. So let me know. What else? What other scrimmages we have? We had Hamilton with Mesa and I believe Campo Verde last night. But the one where pretty much had, I think, the most visitors in terms of media and probably the most attention on it in general was in Ahwatukee. Mountain Point, Centennial, Highland, Red Mountain. You had a 6A finalist. You had a open division semifinalist. And you had an open division finalist. All on one field with a team that has enormous expectations in Mountain Point because of the talent level that is on that team. Eric, I'm going to be 100% honest. Mountain Point was, in my opinion, the best team on the field last night.
Wow. They were. And that's saying something.
It is. And I know people are going to be like, well, you cover Mountain Point for so long, blah, blah, blah. I have no borders anymore. I can go wherever. You want to know who my story led off with last night? Centennial. I still led off with Centennial in my story. Look, this Mountain Point team flew to the football. Their defensive line, George Longoria, yes, was a absolute monster. He was unblockable by tackles of every team. Unblockable. Caleb Jones, unblockable by every team. Aaron Thomas will flip the script. We'll go offensively. Aaron Thomas got so many kids and other players. I shouldn't say kids. They're like grown men at this point. Got so many players mad and angry at him because he would just maul them that teams wanted to fight Mountain Point. It was that bad. And like coaches may argue like, oh, like they went after the whistle, blah, blah, blah. Like it's football, right? Like who cares? And at the end of the day, those coaches will say the same exact thing. Eric, this Mountain Point team, if they really put it all together, man, I know Devin Johnson is in here listening. That's a scary, scary team. Granted, they have some really tough competition, and then they also have some games that might weigh down their strength of schedule a little bit. But wow, did they pass the eye test right away. In terms of expectations coming in and looking at paper and saying, okay, they should be good here, they should be good there, they should be good right here, they should be good right there. Passed the eye test with flying colors. And Robert Knorr, I think he was just in here and now he's out. So Devin, you'll have to relay this message. Robert Knorr is going to be the most improved quarterback from last year. The work that he put in this offseason, and I'm not just talking about Twitter clips and all that stuff, is showing in a very drastic way, in a very good way. That kid was so comfortable in the pocket. He was throwing ropes or what is throwing rods, throwing ropes, throwing dots on a rope.
Whatever you want to call it. He was whatever throwing good passes.
Accurate as hell. Huge arm. They were going deep like crazy against some of these teams. And he has the receivers to go get those balls too. And it's just, this Mountain Point team is scary, man. Plus, not to mention, they have some pretty good running backs and that offensive line can move people. They can literally, one of them, quite literally, I talked to him again, Jaden Berrios. I asked him about the brick wall that I told you guys about a while back, you know, how it was cracked or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big section of the wall is now broken from him. Just like,
so
stupid.
Here's the thing. Yep. They still need to prove it. And I think they would tell you
this. They do. 100%.
And they still, you know, I haven't been out there. I'm mostly in Flagstaff, so I don't see a lot of these teams in person. I'll see clips, stuff like that. But they still need to put it all together. And that's the thing with this team is they've had the talent, but they still haven't necessarily put it into that absolute dominant unit. This seems like the time that they could actually do it. And this is the chance. It's a tough, you know, they've got some tough competition. Putting themselves in that scrimmage against those teams is a good start. Now it's time to prove it. So I'm excited to see, you know, I trust your judgment on this. I'm excited to see what they can do. You know, that was my first full-time role, was actually also covering Ahwatukee partially. So, you know, I still, you know, it's been several years since I've covered those schools, but I still enjoy seeing them do some good stuff.
I went to go pull up Mountain Point schedule, and Max Preps had three different videos playing at the same time. And
that doesn't surprise me. It's so difficult to pull it up during a live show. I'm not going to either of these again because I'll be out of town. But there are a couple scrimmages in Flagstaff too.
Nice.
There's going to be one tomorrow between Flagstaff and Lake Havasu. And then Friday, Coconino's taking on Snowflake, which will be a really fun one. Nice. 4A, and that'll be from Cromer Stadium.
That'd be cool.
Both of those teams are on their fourth or fifth year in a row scrimmaging the same teams. They always kind of go back and forth where they do it. But those will be good. I think that the scrimmages, it's hard to tell everything because not everybody's going to put every single play in. You know, some people are in different uniforms, stuff like that. But you can definitely start to see who, you know, at least with the initial eye test, is doing some good stuff.
Right. By the way, thank you, BJ Media. That's Jim Jewell that's in here, not Jason Jewell. But Jim, thank you. Welcome. And then E-Vision, our good friend Cedric. Liberty versus Basha and Desert Edge versus Desert Vista tonight are two of the bigger scrimmages as well.
Happening. Absolutely.
Going back to Mountain Point really quick. We kind of went over a couple of their games. Open up the season against Valley Vista. I think that's one of those games. It's like a you can't overlook Valley Vista. Like, you have to come out, especially after the showing they had in the scrimmage. You're going to have to come out and play your best football. You can't come away with like a, and no offense to Valley Vista, but like, you can't, with the talent that's on Mountain Point's team, you can't come away with like a one score win in that game, or a loss, obviously. Cathedral Catholic is actually a team that Cody actually told us is going to be a little bit better. Apparently they had like a, and I was talking to Ryland Dueller Allen as well, the talented Washington Gimmett at safety for Mountain Point. Apparently Cathedral Catholic has a new offensive coordinator, and they also just got like a 4-star quarterback transfer in, and they've got a really good wide receiver, according to our friend Cody Cameron. So that Cathedral Catholic game is not looking like a cakewalk anymore for that Mountain Point team. So, not to mention you have Castile, who's always tough. You have a Cesar Chavez team that I think is going to be much improved, as we mentioned before. Then you have LA Queen Creek, who right now I have solidified as an open division team. So along with Cathedral Catholic and probably the Castile game, if Mountain Point wants to make a statement, you got to go beat LA Queen Creek. And if that's not good enough, guess what? You have South Point Catholic coming in, then you're at Brophy. So then you have a rivalry game against Cesar Vista where all bets are off.
All bets are off always in that game.
So, you know, there are some, like I said, lighter games in there. I mean, we don't know how Central's going to be. Valley Vista, as I mentioned, we don't know what Corona del Sol is going to look like. They lost a lot, like a lot of kids.
But Jake Barrow always does a good job.
That's a good point.
Change some things there. So, Jake, you know, but we still don't know exactly what we're going to get.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, so it's going to be really cool. But yes, more scrimmages happening tonight, more scrimmages happening tomorrow. I am not going to do a Thursday game. I thought I was going to, but I'm going to go ahead and just stick to home a little bit. And Friday night, I will be staying close to home as well. I will be actually at Ben Franklin, seeing the Chargers open up the season against Chrisman. So just kind of staying close for this week, and then we'll figure out where I'm going to go next week. I don't know yet. I really want to go to San Diego with Mountain Point because Perry's playing the next day. I honestly just don't know with my new job if I'm going to be able to get away. It's the only downside. So unfortunately, I might have to miss the Honor Bowl in San Diego. First time in 4 years I'll be missing it. 3 years, something like that. But you know what? I mean, duty calls at work.
Duty absolutely calls. We got stuff calls. To do.
We do indeed. So, but I'll be following along and obviously see what happens with that one. I do want to make a quick little announcement. Jacob Saliga, along with you, obviously joining me at with Hypermark here for the podcast, not for anything writing, obviously, you're just strictly podcast. Jacob Saliga is going to be covering ASU for us. So props to him. Obviously, he can't do any high school. He's coaching. So we decided to stick him on ASU games. So we're going to get all that stuff worked out, all the details, and he's going to be doing some ASU football for us, some game coverage, some maybe a column or two. I'm going to primarily stick to high school. I might help out with college here and there, maybe a little bit of pros, but for the most part, I'm just going to stick to some high school stuff. With that being said, Eric, I warned everyone in here. Now there's more of you. You have to take a moment every couple minutes or so before we transition to a new thing. Because we got sponsors now.
I'm excited for this one.
I am too. It's actually Mobile IV.
Yeah, I agree with you. For athletes striving to maximize their performance, NXT level Tucson IV therapy offers the most effective method to deliver essential vitamins, minerals, and select medications directly into the bloodstream. This approach ensures optimal absorption, allowing for rapid replenishment and enhancing key nutrients crucial for peak athletic performance. So, you know, we're a statewide show. We care about the Tucson teams. You know, obviously, you're in the Valley, I'm in the North. But, you know, we've got some great teams in Tucson and all over the state. It's hot right now.
It is.
Get hydrated. Get the vitamins. It's so easy to get dehydrated right now. You know, this stuff will do wonders and it'll really help you.
Yep. So let Next Level or NXT Level Mobile IV in Tucson take care of you. That actually reminds me, Micah Mountain and the South Point Catholic were actually scrimmaging tonight. So that's a good one too. Micah Mountain's a really good team in 4A, man. Really good. Let's go back to the scrimmage really quick. I can't just talk about Mountain Point because I saw a lot of really good things. Kanan Mana is an absolute dog at quarterback for Centennial. And Centennial, while they're young on defense, once they get those guys back from obviously the 5-game penalty for transferring, Centennial is going to be just fine. They're going to be absolutely fine. Highland. Let's talk about Highland for a moment. Kalen Fisher looked very, very good. I know the conversation last year was surrounding the turnovers and everything like that, but I think I put a Twitter on video, man, and his release was so lightning quick and so accurate. So that's a team that, again, going to be just fine. That's a team that's easily open division, if not 6A conference, high seed in the 6A conference playoffs. Red Mountain is a team that and it's funny because Eric Lauer said this, just when you think Red Mountain is sleeping, like when they might have a little bit of a down year, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't thinking that in general, but they show up. And they show up to play. And Red Mountain was impressive last night. I had a lot of people actually tell me that Red Mountain was arguably, in their minds, the best team on the field. Simon Lopez, fantastic quarterback for them last year. He looked really good. Again, they've got a stable of running backs. They're replacing Isaiah Savoy, which is no easy feat, obviously, whatsoever. But the offensive line is big. Their defense and their linebackers. Jamison Wade is an absolute monster. Red Mountain is a team to look out for, man. That's a sneaky open division team right there.
Yeah, I mean, every year, regardless of what they've got, there's always something good happening with that
squad. Right. Right. It really is. Eric, really quickly, I know we just read one, but in order for us to transition, we gotta do another one. The Desert Takeover. I actually tweeted about this earlier today. So really quick, just to kind of break this all down for you. The Arizona Bowl, obviously down in Tucson, it showcases some of the top teams from Mountain West and Mid-America Conference. It's now sponsored by Snoop Dogg and Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. So really cool. With that, they're actually bringing a luncheon, Snoop Dogg Arizona Kickoff Luncheon. That's in October. Anyone can go to that. But they're also bringing the Friday Night Desert Takeover. So what does that look like, Eric? Well, presented by Dr. Bombay, which is actually Snoop's ice cream company. This guy does everything.
He doesn't stop.
He does not. He's in Paris for the Olympics. It's awesome. They're actually going to be highlighting, I believe it's 9 tackle football games, 5 flag football games, and a flag football in-season tournament, which is actually presented by Hypermark. So pretty cool. What does that look like? Well, here's the schedule. September, to kick things off, Saguaro versus Bashes, September 13th. That is the first Friday Night Takeover game of the season. September 20th, those of you might see, okay, wait, Red Mountain and Downey and Red Mountain Mountain View. Red Mountain Mountain View is a girls flag football game. It's being played right before the Red Mountain Downey game as part of the Honor Bowl in Arizona. First of its kind, September 20th. The Honor Bowl is coming to Arizona. Next day, Liberty, Centennial, California. Obviously, Corona Centennial. Everyone knows about that game, let's be honest.
That's going to be football, an awesome one. With a one-score game last year. One of the best games I've watched in a while.
Fantastic. Hamilton Campbell Verde is the girls' game. 4 very, very good flag football teams. 4 very good football teams. Tackle football teams.
That's pretty cool that they're doing the flag football right before the tackle football game. I'd encourage people to go out and see both, especially if you haven't watched any high school flag football. It was official last year. There were some teams before that and, you know, kind of had their own little league. But the AIA version of flag football only got better throughout the year as the refs got better and everything, too. People were figuring it out. And, you know, by the end of the season, there were some really, really exciting games.
And again, sorry, just choked on my own spit there. To go off of that point, 102 flag football teams this season in the AIA.
There's 6A through 4A. Last year, there were only 6A and 5A.
50-something, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think a lot of teams, a lot of girls, especially the seniors that were graduating, probably got a little jealous of the kids that had it. You know, a lot of teams are getting put together.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's cool, though, because they paved the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
they absolutely did. And, you know, I noticed it a lot in the North Valley. Flagstaff and Mojave were the only two, you know, Northern Arizona teams in a really big area that had one last year. Right. And basically the whole region that Flagstaff and Coconino and, you know, Mingus and Bradshaw and all those teams play in, almost all of them have teams now and are kind of making their own region again in the 4A conference. And it's really cool to see.
Yeah, it really is. So the first few matchups right here, Saguaro Basha, Red Mountain Downey, Red Mountain Mountain View. That's the Honor Bowl at Red Mountain High School, Friday, September 20th. Honor Bowl then shifts over to the West Valley at Liberty High School in Peoria. Hamilton Campo Verde, the girls are going to kick things off with the flag football game, followed by what very well might be an ESPN game. Liberty and Centennial, California. Corona Centennial, the Huskies coming in. So we got the Centennial Coyotes here, and they got Centennial Huskies in California. So either way, there you go. Moving on with September matchups. September 26th, Xavier Prep and Higley, another girls flag football matchup. Xavier, really, really good program. Higley, a very good up-and-coming program. Actually, the coach of this team is Char Bell for Higley, and she is actually the mom of, why am I forgetting his first name? Taylor, last name Taylor. JT Taylor, TJ Taylor, JT.
Char Bell is a big fan of the Arizona Varsity stuff. She's always, you know, commenting on our things, watching our shows, stuff like that.
She is.
You know, formerly Arizona Varsity, now Hypermark for us, but you know, she reads, you know, Jane some Taylor. Of the things that Gridiron has put out. She listens to the to Chili's podcast, stuff like that. And, you know, we're now with Hypermark, but we still support those guys, too.
Oh, of course. They're still our very good friends. We're going to be retweeting all their stuff. Yeah, Jane Taylor. I don't know why I said JT Taylor. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Starts with a J.
I almost got it. September 27th, Notre Dame versus Brophy. I believe this was a... This isn't the Catholic Bowl, is it? No, that's Brophy, or that's, yeah, is that Brophy and St. Mary's?
Something like that.
I don't know. Either way, this is like a holy war kind of thing, yeah, with Notre Dame and Brophy. September 26th, the first annual Make Your Mark Girls Flag Football Tournament. What is that going to look like? 25-plus girls flag football teams in-season tournament. Very, very cool. It's going to be happening in Mesa. And this is also presented by Hypermark. So a lot of really good things happening with this company. Moving on to October. October 3rd, Tolleson versus Mesa. Rich Welbrock and Chad DeGranier going at it with their teams. Mesa, I'm expecting to be pretty good this year. I'm not going to lie. They had a really good season last year, or at least a good season last year. They're expecting to make the playoffs for sure in the 6A conference. Tolleson had such a good outlook at the start of the summer, and then all of a sudden, just a boatload of transfers, man. I feel bad for Rich Welbrock, but
yeah, him and his son, for a team like that, the kids that stuck around to have success and kind of show out and do some good stuff.
You really do. October 11th, the Perry Pumas. I don't know why I just blanked. I wanted to say Joseph Ortiz for some reason. I didn't know how I was going to go with that.
He's the coach there.
He is there. The Friday night takeover goes to the East Valley, or stays in the East Valley, I guess I should say. Perry and Castile, a premier region match. The Perry Pumas are going to be really good this year. I could see them actually sneaking out a win against one of those top teams that they have on their schedule. But they also have a big test right away with a team from California. I can't remember who it is now, of course. Granite Hills, that's who it is. Then you have Castile, who's always hard, who's always a tough out.
Yep.
Yeah. October 17th, back to flag football, Mountain Ridge, Boulder Creek. Mountain Ridge, obviously, a team that was, I think, in the, what, semifinals? No, finals last year. They made the finals last year. That's right. Boulder Creek, an up-and-coming program as well, that did really well last year. Canyon View, back to tackle football, Canyon View Millennium. Battle of the West Side, battle of the way, 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 way out there, right. West Side. Exactly. Don't know if I'll go into that one. Last three matchups in November, you've got tackle football against Centennial Pinnacle on November 1st. You've got Mountain Point facing off against Desert Edge and flag football on the 6th. And to round it out, rivalry week, the Andy Liberta Bowl, ALA Queen Creek versus Queen Creek on November 8th to wrap up the Friday night takeover schedule. I'm excited, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool that I'm not just saying this because we're now Hypermark. I don't know if we're supposed to call ourselves employees, or you are. Maybe I'm a freelancer for them, but we're associated like with Hypermark in some way. You know, they're putting on this cool stuff, and you know, it's sponsored by Snoop Dogg and all of his trillion companies that he owns, and things trillion like companies. That. I mean, it's awesome. It seems like every year there's some new cool stuff happening in the high school football space, and the flag football addition to it really adds something cool to it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be really cool.
Rixer was a big part of getting that to be a such a big thing in the area.
And it's really cool because, like, we have the Friday Night Takeover. We have the Fiesta Friday Night Showdown. We have the Game of the Weeks with all the broadcast companies. Obviously, we've got James Poovey. We've got Cody with Kevin Derryberry. Obviously, we have, you know, the Varsity Sports Show doing their thing. Obviously, the AIA still broadcasts some games. There's a lot of exposure to Arizona high school football and flag football, for that matter. And it's a really good thing. Cox Cables, you know, Cox Channel 7 or whatever they are now, are still going to do their games too. Like, there's a lot of options. I mean, if you're for some reason out of town one week, then you have several options to watch some games. Obviously, you also have like those student media, you know, that do the NFHS network.
Yeah.
Whether NFHS wants to work or not, that's beyond the point.
Yeah.
Watch them become a sponsor, and we have to talk nice about
that. That's right.
I think I would just decline the sponsorship. But either way,
you like, can. I'll take the money and say whatever they need me to.
They'll probably just give you a free subscription that only works half the time.
Yeah.
Or a quarter of the time, honestly.
Yeah. But
either way, I digress. A lot of really good things are happening for Arizona high school football and flag football. And it's only going to expand too, because let's be honest, we have the open division for football. That was the first one. Basketball came next. Volleyball is about to come. Small schools basketball open division is about to happen as well. Like, the sports here are getting better and better and better, and it's only going to help. So that's really cool.
Down the road, we'll have to talk about the small school basketball ones, because I think that small school basketball, the open division, might be the most fun thing.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. Yeah. It's going to be so
fun. We'll get to that at a different date.
We will. Well, probably toward the winter, but or when they start. Yeah, like November-ish, I think they start usually. Something like that. Yeah, so. Very cool. Very, very cool. I want to give a quick shout-out to Cody Cameron.
Why?
Our buddy Cody. I know. Yeah, I know you didn't want to do this. I don't think we mentioned it on the show, and it was obviously on Twitter, so like a lot of people probably know about it, but Cody, starting next week, is going to be the voice of Friday nights on the 1580 The Fanatic. Doing the post game. So Eric, you're going to be joining him, from what I was told, as a regular on Friday nights. So. There we go. I will be joining him on Friday nights. I think there's actually two dates where Cody's going to be gone that I've actually been asked to fill in. Actually, I kind of volunteered myself. So I might actually be filling in for Cody on two nights, which will be really cool, because I never actually run a radio show by myself. You know, Brett doesn't let me, you know, do the controls or anything when we're on the Saturday morning show. He's very peculiar about that, but it'll be cool. So congrats, Cody. Obviously, he's doing great things with Recruiting Roundup on Sports 360. He's killing it. Is it Recruiting Roundup that he's on? I don't even know. He's on something.
He's on a great lot job. Of stuff.
He is, yeah. He does a great job. So shout out to Cody. And we will be talking to you Friday nights. Cody, unfortunately, won't be at very many Friday night games. I think the only full game he'll be able to be at is actually this week. With Ben Franklin and Chrisman. So just because.
But I know he'll be paying attention, you know, to a lot of it.
I mean, I would hope so if he's running the show.
Yeah. And he'll be watching film and stuff like that.
Oh, he texted me today and he said he was watching film. I think he was with a team that wasn't even at the scrimmage that I went to last night, and he was watching the film from it. So
yeah,
you know, go figure. Take a break really quick. 137 of you are watching right now on the Hypermark Twitter account. Please make sure you follow the Twitter account. We're going to be live here every single week. So please drop a follow if you're not already. This is where our show is going to be. Those of you on Spaces, just a reminder, we're not going to do Spaces anymore, just for the sake of wanting to bring on guests and stuff. So it's going to be a little bit harder to do Spaces and the video. So if you're not following Hypermark already on Twitter, if you're in the Spaces, please go follow them as well. And that way you can keep up with us. right when I mentioned how many people we had, like 8 people left. Go figure.
They didn't want to hear about themselves. They wanted to mess with us.
That's a good point. Eric, as usual, we have some questions.
Let's do it.
Before we, and see, here's the thing is, like, we've talked a lot about, you know, the Friday Night Takeover games and all that stuff. And, you know, we went over a lot of the small schools. I've already told everyone where I'm going to be on Friday, obviously. Chrisman, Ben Franklin. We talked about the scrimmages, you know, that are happening. There's really not much more we have to go into until the big schools get started next week. That's where we're really going to dive into a lot of the football talk. But for now, we have some questions that I want to get to. And it's really funny that you brought up birthdays, because it's my mother-in-law's birthday on Sunday, and we're going to go celebrate on Saturday night with a nice dinner and everything. So that got me thinking, Eric, what's the best birthday gift that you've ever received?
It's a good question.
I know. Birthday-themed questions this week.
Yeah. So this may not surprise you at all, okay, because of who I am, but I've never been one that loves a big birthday celebration.
Me neither.
So my birthday's late December. I'm the 29th. And so most of the time, you know, people have just celebrated Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever holiday you celebrate. Right. And then take a little bit of a break before New Year's. So that's not like, you know, not a lot of people want to have a big party on the 29th or anything like True. That. When I was a kid, actually, when I might have been 8 or 9 or something like that, my parents and I decided that it'd be fun to delay my birthday party until July, you know, 7 okay. or 8, something like that. Just, Weird. You know, okay. go do it at a pool or something like that. And I thought that okay. honestly probably was it.
Fair enough.
You know, go do it at the community pool, go down the water slide, stuff like that. So that honestly probably is the answer. A few years ago, my dad and I, we try to go to a Vikings game every year. And one year, a few years ago, I don't remember exactly which year it was, the home Vikings game on the 29th exactly.
Nice.
So that probably one of those two.
Okay. The best birthday gift that I've ever received. Cold hard cash. Just give me money. I'll go buy something. What if I want something? I know that was probably lame, but I'm with you. I've never wanted birthday parties. I've never like, don't care. Right. Just give me cash. I'm cool with it. So that's the best birthday gift I've ever
received. I want a nice meal and to be left alone.
There we go. That brings us to our next question. What is your birthday meal? Your go-to birthday meal and dessert?
So it's funny because my mom specifically has decided that she's made it a tradition, whether I wanted it to be or not, that she always gives me red velvet cake on my birthday. Like, and I love red velvet cake. It's great, but it's never been something like I needed on my birthday. Right, but just for the last however many years, she's always given me like a red velvet cupcake or, you know, a cake for the family or whatever. And so that's always been the dessert. And so I've come to expect it now. I don't eat a lot of cake in my normal life, but it's fun to get that, you know, on that day. I'm trying to think of the meal. Mexican food's always a good option.
Love it. Yep.
In Flagstaff, it usually is pretty cold in December, obviously. And, you know, when I was home, in Minnesota, it was always cold in December. So something warm, like, you know, a good soup or something like that is always a good option for me too.
Okay. Fair enough. For me, it's actually exactly what we had when I was in, I celebrated my 30th in California this year. We were there for, ironically, on the same day that I turned 30, we were there for a memorial. So, you know, fun. Life happens. A good steak. Like, I'm a really big fan of, like, actually, I don't even know what kind of cut of steak I'm really a big fan of. Just steak.
It's a good one.
I like steak in general. I don't really have a preference necessarily.
As long as it tastes good.
As long as it tastes good, I'm fine with that. Maybe a ribeye. Ribeyes are pretty good. But either way.
I like a ribeye. I like a filet. I like a New York.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It's all good.
Steak. but specifically grilled asparagus with a little bit of Parmesan and a twice baked potato. It's my go-to. Love it. You give me that on my birthday and I'm set. Yep.
Because I've started making asparagus in the air fryer. It's great.
So we recently, a couple months ago, we bought a Blackstone. You know, one of those like the flat griddles.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Some of the best asparagus I've ever made.
Yeah.
On the Blackstone. And that's not an easy thing to actually cook on. Like, there's some things that just are not that good on it.
You have to be, like, if you want to doing it correctly.
If you want like a burger, like honestly, unless you're doing like smash burgers, like don't do it on a Blackstone. I've learned that the hard way. You want to have a regular grill for like a burger. Steaks are okay on it. We did steaks on it one night, but chicken, fantastic. It cooks chicken so fast and so good. But yeah, so just FYI for those of you that are looking for a new outdoor cooking accessory.
I've always thought a steak is best on just a regular grill.
I agree. Carter's dad has like one of those like eggs, you know, like the big green. Oh, that thing is fantastic. I want one so bad. Dessert wise, I've always been a sucker for brownies. Don't give me cake. Don't give me cupcakes. Don't give me, you know, the donut cake that some people like. Give me brownies. What is
a donut cake?
Some people just like to get like a bunch of donuts and like form it into like a cake.
I've never heard of that before.
I've seen it once. I've never actually liked that, but give me brownies and nothing fancy. I want brownies, no frosting, just brownies with maybe some chocolate chips in it. That's all I want.
Fair enough. If you put
frosting on a brownie, I'm not going to eat it. It's way too rich.
It almost becomes a cake.
And I don't like cake that much.
Yeah, fair enough.
So there's that. Let's see, Eric. What other... Do you have any weird family birthday traditions? Like, I can go first on this one so you can kind of get an example. So there was two. One of my uncles would always have his guitar at birthday celebrations, and he would always sing this one song that he made up, ironically, about birthday cake. So after we all say happy birthday to whoever it is, he would start strumming his guitar and say, "You got to eat that birthday cake." And it literally became like a family anthem for birthdays. The other one is my family obnoxiously singing happy birthday to the point where it sounds like not dead, but cats fighting in an alleyway. I'll give an example. We're going to lose a lot of listeners for this. They would go like, "Happy birthday," like things like that.
Purposely messing it up.
Yes, exactly. So, yes. So that's like our weird family tradition of sorts, I guess.
That's interesting.
Making fools out of ourselves, basically.
So I can't think of any. My dad and I, this is not weird, but we almost always try to go, as I mentioned before, to a Vikings home game, if at all possible. Usually, you know, December for me is usually toward the end of the regular season. Yep. We've gone however many years, but that's not weird. That's fun. I don't know how. I hope my family doesn't listen to this one, because my mom still is not happy about this to this day. When I was a little kid, I would often get a combined birthday and Christmas gift from a lot of family because, you know, 4 days.
You're so close. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
makes sense. Especially the Christian side that actually celebrates that. One time my grandmother sent me $1 in the mail. Happy Christmas. Happy birthday. Here's $1. And I was inspired by a cartoon or a comic I saw somewhere. I don't remember exactly, but I wrote her a card back.
Oh no, Eric.
Cause you know, my family is always, my mom has always been, you know, you get a gift, you send a thank you card, especially as a kid. And you know, it's the right thing to do. I agree. But I sent back, a card to my grandmother and it said, "Dear Grandma," I called her Granny. "Dear Granny, thank you for the $1. I used it and 7 more cents to buy this card."
Eric, that's your grandmother.
Plus, I didn't even write about the 30 whatever cents that it takes to buy a stamp or whatever.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's messed up.
I think it was hilarious. It's funny.
But it's funny, but that's
I used it in 7 more cents to buy this card. You can see how it turned out the way I did.
Your poor grandmother.
I don't even know if she understood. She might have just thought it was like a thank you card. And there's also a chance my handwriting was so bad at like 7 or whatever that she didn't even understand what it was saying. But there's that.
The fact that you were 7 years old making your grandmother cry is
unbelievable. I don't think she cried.
You don't know that, though.
I would be very surprised if she did.
Dude, that's messed up. Because I know how much you just love people who are, you know, older and pushing 100 or obviously higher than
100. I like most of them.
I want to get your thoughts on this. Can you see it?
Sort of.
What does it look like on... I don't know if it's going to switch.
I can see the tweet, or are you on Instagram? I can't tell.
No, it's a tweet.
I see a woman in a walker and the tweet from Front Office Sports, but the
Blenders Eyewear is signing an NIL deal with Peggy Copham, a 99-year-old Colorado superfan. The Peggy sleeve will launch in her honor and she'll receive $1 for every sale. How do you feel about Peggy Copham getting an NIL deal?
I don't know who Peggy Copham is. I assume she's a fan, like it says. It doesn't bother me, but if I'm a Colorado player and some of them are scrapping to make NIL money, I'd be angry.
I knew you were like, going to be.
Oh, this 99-year-old fan is taking the money that we could be getting. Like, if I'm the third string defensive lineman and I'm not making NIL money and 99-year-old Peggy, whatever her name is making money, I'd be so mad. Pay me. But from my perspective, I don't care. Good for her.
She's making a dollar. It's not like she's...
Yeah, but if you're not making anything and you're actually on the team working every day and, you know, whatever, with whatever small stipend that they're getting right now.
That's true.
I'd be mad. But good for Peggy. I hope she lives to 105 too.
Yep. Maybe she'll live to 105 if she eats Nautical Bowls, the superfood bowls. Another ad read for you guys. At Nautical Bowls, we blend healthy, fresh superfood bowls with an uplifting atmosphere to fuel your full life with energy. Sorry, I messed that one up. But thank you, Nautical Bowls, for being a sponsor. Eric, what is the best thing that you ate in the last week? Was it a Nautical Bowl by any chance?
I have not eaten there, but I need to try it.
I do too, actually. I love those type of bowls, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. That'll be something I get here soon. The best thing I ate in the last week was actually earlier today.
Nice.
We got some pizza delivered to the house I'm staying at in the East Valley, and had some spicy salami, little bit of extra Parmesan cheese, some basil, and really delicious.
What from which company?
I don't know. They ordered it, and they asked what I wanted on it, and that's what I said, and it was good.
Fair enough. Carter made the wifey made a really, really good spaghetti last night. Really good spaghetti. Homemade meat sauce with some mushrooms in it. Oh, it was so good. So good. So I'm going to give her a shout out. That's the best thing that I ate in the last week. At least until I probably have steak on Saturday. But, you know.
And a Nautical Bowl.
Exactly. Last one of the night. We have to thank Arizona Youth Football League. Attention all football fans and families. The AYFL is gearing up for another incredible fall season. Whether you're a player, coach, or supporter, this is your chance to be part of the action. Games, practices, and events happening throughout the season. There's something for everybody, no matter what level of football you're a fan of. For more information, visit ArizonaYFL.com or contact them directly through their social media channels. So for those of you that are players who have little siblings that want to play youth football, Arizona Youth Football League, great option. Thank you for sponsoring Hypermark and obviously our show as well. So with that, Eric, our first show on Hypermark has come to an end. How do you think we did?
It was good. You know, we started a little bit weird because of the sister gene thing. But again, that's what they're getting into.
It is exactly.
They decided they wanted our show. They're getting the real version of it.
They're not getting fake versions of us. That's for certain. 167 of you are watching on Twitter right now. I can't stress it enough. Follow Hypermark. You're on the account already. Drop a follow. We will be here every single week. Maybe on Wednesdays. Maybe that's going to be the new day for us. We don't know. No matter what, we'll be here every week. We just don't know exactly if it's going to be switching days, but we will let you guys know way ahead of time so that way you're prepared. Please drop a follow, Hypermark. That's where you can also see my content, my written content for high school sports, high school football specifically right now. Starting yesterday, actually, because I wrote an article. But I'll be at games. We'll have feature stories. You can also see Jacob Saliga's content about ASU on there pretty soon. So definitely, and there's going to be a lot more content, too, about high schools across the valley. That's kind of the good thing is we have a lot of ASU writers that are going to be doing stuff, too. So please drop a follow, Hypermark Sports. Those of you that are on Spaces, appreciate every single one of you. Chili just dropped in here. Appreciate you. We had a lot of other people that were coming in and out throughout the entire time. Just a reminder, we will no longer be on Spaces starting next week, just for the sake of we're going to start bringing guests on very, very soon. So unless there's a way that I can figure out how to merge the audios and stuff. But right now, I'm not that technically skilled. So sponsors, thank you once again. Obviously, the Arizona Bowl presented by Snoop Dogg and Gin and Juice. Arizona Youth Football League, NXT level Mobile IV in Tucson, Nautical Bowls, and of course the Desert Takeover, which will be really, really cool this fall starting September 13th. So we appreciate every single one of you. I think that's pretty much it, Eric. Follow Hypermark. This is where we're going to be from now on. But I'm going to stress this. Probably most of you already are, but please go follow Arizona Varsity. Those are still our guys. Go follow Arizona Varsity. Go follow Chili. Go follow Ralph. Go follow Cody, Chris Eaton, Gridiron Arizona. One thing I really want to mention quite briefly, we have something very cool happening, going to come out probably tomorrow, maybe after mid-afternoon. The first ever, first of its kind, statewide media poll. I've gotten a bunch of people together. Eric's involved. We have Tucson involved. We have Eastern Arizona involved. We have the Valley involved. Composite rankings. True media. Open division. 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, so on. Look out for that tomorrow. I'm hoping. I just got to compile everything. And people are getting me their rankings late. But something very cool we're going to be doing this season as well. So that, feature stories, game stories, podcasts, ASU, Hypermark Sports, follow them. Follow all of our guys everywhere else, Arizona Varsity, BJ Media, Pete No, Sports 360, all that. Give them a follow. Follow Eric Newman Writes, E. Newman Writes on Twitter. We appreciate every single one of you guys. And we'll be right back here next week, so make sure you follow the account. Sound good, guys? All right, we'll see you next week.